Blog Talk Radio.
You want a drink? No, I'm good. I'm underage, so.
You bought them?
Look at that, bro. How do you like that shit?
Hide it up! Well, I'm just drinking, bro.
Not yet. Oh, James. James is,
You don't have to need it. You don't have to need it.
James, can you put the shot, please?
Yeah.
A pint of coffee should be on the left.
No, there's no left.
No, not left?
I can wash it. I'm good to wash
it. It was like the dishwasher, I think.
Yeah. All right, so.
What's the color of the water?
I don't know. The problem is, though, you don't know what kind of mouth has been on those.
Yeah,
in this place, you know. Yeah.
That's the most dangerous mouth.
John, when you get a chance, can you.
Sound check?
Yeah, sound check and camera right. Check.
Where am I sitting?
In the middle.
Okay.
You should probably sit closer to my room than the wall.
Okay.
All right, perfect. You look good on camera. Okay, so then.
I got you.
Sound check, 1, 2, 3.
What's that?
Oh, that's okay.
So if you want to go on your camera, then you can definitely just. Let's talk to the audience.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so here, Chris, is how you adjust it. You loosen up the arms. See how each there's a
point in the back?
Yeah, so then you loosen it and then the rest of your cuff with it.
But it's
taller, so you gotta raise it up a bit.
But I'm gonna zoom out.
Oh no, this thing can't zoom out. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it's a fix.
Oh, you got just
something. Right. Gotcha. Yeah. That's why it's so good, is because it doesn't zoom.
Gotcha.
It just it focuses on the face and it blurs out the background.
Alright.
And then what you can do is just like tap it where his face is, like on the screen, and then it'll focus on him.
Tap it where his face,
like on the
Tapioca.
Yep. Oh, that's because you have the other menu stuff open.
No, yeah, it's the menu focus.
Okay.
So you want to auto focus?
Yeah. And then when you tap on the screen,
there we go. Now I'm in focus.
I don't know, welcome.
Yo,
is that the wall camera?
Right, cool. Oh, no.
Oh, you put your phone on. Let me see how. John right now. John looks good. But.
Yeah.
You're coming a little dark today, Walt.
Oh, yeah?
No, for real. And Myron, too, actually.
His camera looks really good.
All right.
John looks great.
Without that,
Walt.
Yeah.
See, Walt? Okay, yeah, Walt.
Cool.
Good. Yeah, you're looking good, actually.
Looking there?
With that one. Yeah.
You got
invited? We're set up for 6:30, so we do have some time.
Yeah,
we got time. We did?
Yeah, he's set up for 6:30.
So we do that one.
Want some ice water?
No. Walt, can you look at me, Walt?
With that.
And
let me give one to Chris
and
shots.
I'll be right here.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know that dude Curtis?
What Curtis?
The guy that did a video.
Oh yeah, that bitch ass nigga, yeah.
Yo, you know what's funny?
What? I just made a thing on him. Yeah, it's 24 minutes.
I watched it, right?
Yeah.
You know what? Our first stream when we had the camera angle up.
Yeah, that was actually.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Baby CEO?
I'm Ari. Yeah.
CEO?
What's up?
You saw it, right?
Huh? Oh.
Test.
Good. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Oh, hell no.
Nope. Alright.
Test, 1, 2, 3.
Alright, perfect.
Did that in
test.
Wait,
how much does
that's $140?
Okay,
this one's really good, man.
That's a
regular for
the real
home.
Fresh.
Yeah,
like
sharp.
I like him with this. I love the Versace. It's like a fucking killer. And I got
This for me?
Creed on the way. You want it?
I mean, not, if it's yours.
The Creed, yes.
It's supposed to be the...
You want a shot for it? I love so much, Chris.
Nice.
Oh, hey, Chris, do we have the phone lines open?
Do you
have
DR
put yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you put no. Sorry. Okay, you're just...
Height. John lives around Myron's, but yeah.
Huh? No, I'll put it James, huh? Yeah, it's open. Yeah, it's open.
Dude, she's like, I can't get a babysitter. Why don't you come over here?
Dude,
she's like, we can order Uber Eats and be like,
easy, bro.
No, I'm not gonna do that. Hang out with her kid.
No, but look, you keep going, smashing the Europe.
With the kid there.
Fuck it, bro.
Wait. We're not live, right?
How old is the kid, though?
I'm teaching John Instagram game,
but like, there are single moms out there for sure.
Wherever you go, trust me, they're out there.
But come on, like, I'm like. It'll be like one of those videos, like a TikTok video where the kid peeps in, like, oh,
mommy's not crying. Is she good?
Don't worry, I'm taking good care of mommy. Okay.
I got to cut my hair, so I'll throw the hat on today.
All
right. I got to cut my hair, too, but I'm not. I'm going savage. I'm staying savage.
Here, I hear some static. Chris, mute number 5 real fast. Mute number 5.
Let me, 1 second.
You just muted 5?
Yeah, five.
Yeah, that's way better. Yeah, because I could hear a little bit of static. If you unmute it real fast.
Let me turn out.
I could hear very slightly, but that's just because I'm hyper aware, so that's fine.
How about now? Can you hear me now? Better?
It's less, but it's fine. You can keep yours unmuted, bro. Just
okay.
The big thing is, since you're right there next to the computer and it makes noise, just keep your volumes down. Or when I was on the producer thing yesterday, I would just unmute and mute myself. But
yeah, because when you ask me a question, that's why just give me time to answer. Because,
yeah.
You know,
now, just
time.
You know what, dude? Just keep yourself unmuted the whole time.
Okay.
And just keep the level a little bit lower.
Yeah, it's low right now.
Yeah. You know what, dude? I'm gonna get you another. I'm gonna get you one of these mics, dude. Because that mic over there is a little too sensitive.
Okay.
So plus it'll make it more uniform anyway. So, all right.
All right. All right, ready? So we're good to go. All right, let's go.
Oh, shit. Now I know where is my notepad real fast.
So it's showtime. Yeah, I'll put it to 640.
640?
Yeah, but like for Facebook.
Oh, for Facebook. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, YouTube, we still have it at 6:30, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Here's what it is. All right, ready? 3.
Yeah, I'll do the intro and then we'll... What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast. Today, we got good friend, real estate investor, multimillionaire, a bunch of other great things. That would take me forever to do the intro. John from Bulldog Mindset in the house. Guys, okay. This is going to be a good one. Let's get into it, baby.
All right, what's up, folks? Today we're not having a bunch of random girls in here talking about crap. We got in the house, was all mindset. John, how you doing, bro?
Good. I guess it's a tough act to follow to sit in the seat. You know?
Nah, man. So John, right? We went out last night. We went out the day before. What's your thoughts on Miami, man? I want to hear from you so far.
Well, it's hard to give like really good take on it because everything's still kind of closed. So
yeah.
I haven't seen enough to know. I think I got to go to the beach first, mm-hmm. and then I'll make an assessment. But
yeah,
okay, yeah, it's kind of bad with the curfew, right?
Yeah, for those that don't know, guys, Miami, we never opened back up. Like we're kind of on we're not on lockdown, but we have a curfew of midnight right now.
Yeah,
which is pretty ridiculous. So. Basically, the top clubs are closed. So, Live, Story, you know, you want to come here and get lit at Miami Beach, right now is not the time to do it. We get a lot of DMs, hey, I'm going to come to Miami, I'm going to blah, blah, blah. And it's like, listen, for all you guys that want to come here,
yeah.
Don't come here right now, man. I'm telling you, this is not Like, you'll still be able to find things to do.
Yeah.
But unless you're like a hot girl or you got to hook up with a mansion or boat
party,
like, bruh, as a regular single guy coming down here, unless you know people, don't come down here. Mm-hmm. So, because the club scene is not as good right now. You know what I mean? That's just the reality.
Facts. But, all right. So we'll start the podcast.
Well, hold on. Actually, you know what? People are probably wondering, yo, how'd you meet John from Bulldog Mindset? So
there you go.
Let's take a walk down memory lane real fast. So I met John through, obviously, my my good friend, John from Modern Life Dating, right? John Hogwood. And we're meeting with John. We released together Pandemic Pickup. We did a couple of business ventures where, you know, I would come in and help coaches guys in the body language mastery webinars, which now I think he calls the Male Empowerment Network, MEN, which, you know, it's fantastic. You meet a bunch of people from different walks of life. You know, we got investors in there, real estate guys, millionaires, athletes, you know, guys high up in the military, whatever it may be. So there's someone in the community that, you know, you'll be able to learn from. And, just from working with John, I was able to get across with John from Bulldog Mindset. And then John, you know, had me on his channel, was gracious enough to host me on his channel. And we did an interview. And then ever since then, we've been like friends. And we talk offline about a million different things, which I will not say here on YouTube that aren't too YouTube friendly. And, yeah, man, we just forged a relationship and now he's here in Miami and we're happy to have him, man. Me and him got a late night workout yesterday at like 3 or 4 in the morning, dude. And then we started chopping it up about business, half asleep. And yeah, man. And then Fresh took him out today. So it was a good time, guys. So that's how we all became friends. And obviously I introduced, Fresh to John, and Fresh had already known John because Fresh is into real estate, as you guys know, and John, makes a lot of his money from real estate. So yeah, man, it was a perfect storm waiting. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, back from the simple programmer days, for coding.
Yeah.
So I learned a lot from John. So we want to know, right, bro, what is the Bulldog Mindset?
What is the Bulldog Mindset? So the Bulldog Mindset is basically the opposite of the victim mindset, right? So really the best way to think of it as taking full responsibility for your life, right? Anything that is blame is the victim mindset. Anything that is an excuse is the victim mindset, whether it's a valid excuse or not. So the whole idea of a Bulldog Mindset is to, you know, to develop a stoic philosophy for life, right? A stoic mindset, the idea that you don't allow, you know, fate, you don't allow fortune, you don't allow external things to control your internal. You're responsible for yourself. And, you know, Bulldog Mindset really encompasses, you know, my goal with Bulldog Mindset is to teach men how to be men, because men are pussies today. They forgot how to be men. Mm-hmm. And in order to be really, you know, a strong man today, a masculine man, you have to become self-sufficient. You have to take full responsibility for your life. And you can't have that victim mindset. That's what Bulldog Mindset is. And the idea is like just to teach people, you know, what they need, right? Men need to know how to make money, right? They need to know how to get in shape and how to get women. That's what you need to do to be a man. And you got to have the mindset, the right mindset to do it. So,
John,
yeah.
For those that don't know, you went through like an incredible transformation. Like I thought I went through a good one when I was fat and, like you put me to shame, man. And you basically went from like, you know, simp to pimp essentially, not shamelessly plugging my stuff, but anyway, but yeah, no, man. And you were fat, had glasses, looked like a dork. You know what I mean? It was like crazy. If you guys like, maybe we could get the picture and put it up on the side here for you guys.
Is it on your website?
It's on your website.
Yeah. There's some.
Yeah. Chris, if you could pull it up, cause I want people to see this transformation.
Website, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Radical, man.
Can you tell us, what made you become the man you are today from the simple programmer that we saw before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things. Like there was, you know, definitely multiple transformations that occurred, you know, from different times in my life, but the big thing, like the moment that really changed things for me, I would say that moved me in that direction for that particular transformation was I remember going to the store to buy some size 46 pants, you know, because the 44s didn't fit me. And that's,
damn,
that was the point where I was like, John, you know, you're a fat ass. Like there's no question about this at this point. Couldn't look in the mirror anymore and just be like, I got a little bit of a belly. I was like, no, you're a fat ass. And what I realized from that point was I sort of had this kind of awakening moment where I realized that, like, you know, it's what I call everybody thinks they're going to be a rock star someday. You know, everyone thinks that someday they're going to get the girls, they're going to have fame and money and all these things and live this lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And everyone kind of tends to have this like thinking somewhere in the future, someday I'll get my due. Someday I'll, you know, and it's not fucking true. You know, most people die and live a mediocre life.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I realized was that shit wasn't happening for me. That wasn't, there's, you know, this, is not a dress rehearsal. This is the real deal. And the direction my life was going was not the direction I went. Now, granted, I still had some success. Remember, I was a successful software developer.
Right.
I had some real estate investments, right? But I was not the man that I wanted to be and that I knew I was capable of being. And sort of from that day forward, I realized, like, I had just this panic moment of realizing, like, if I do not completely change my life around now, that dream life that I envisioned that I would like to have someday, that, you know, I said that everyone wants to be a rock or thinks they're going to be a rock star, I'll never have that unless I actually make it happen. And so from that day forward, I really, you know, I started studying personal development. I got on a diet, started running, and got into shape, lost like 100 pounds in, I think, 6 or 7 months.
Mm. Damn. And Chris, if we could pull that picture up real fast, it's on your website, right?
Yeah, we have it up right now.
We have it. Yeah, just share screen it just so they can see it.
Beforehand, we got 3 super chats.
Oh, okay. We'll do the super chats real quick, then we'll show his transformation because I want you guys to really see this. Yeah. So for all you guys making excuses like, oh, bro, I don't know if I could do this. Oh,
I'm too big.
Insulin, bro. No, I have a slow metabolism. Like, bro, shut up. Like, you could definitely get in shape. Just a matter of how bad you want it. Okay, so we got the first super chat here. Tyrone Thug Nasty Bigums. How to quit alcohol, red-pilled SAF, making 70K as a 23-year-old, lifting, applying game, investing, but I have to have my few drinks at night. Advice. John, what do you think on that?
I think that's just bullshit. That's like, you don't have to have your few drinks at night. Right?
Facts.
Like, it's not even a physical addiction. Like, with alcohol, it's like a psychological addiction mostly. So unless you're actually an alcoholic, in which case that's a whole different thing. But if it's just having a few drinks, you just have to decide that you're, you know, discipline is mostly commitment, and you just have to make a rule for yourself and commit. I mean, you know, I did one meal a day fasting until 5 o'clock for like 5 years, right? With the missing maybe like 10 days in that whole time period. And the reason why is because I made a rule for myself and I committed to it. And so if you make a rule for yourself and say, no, I'm not going to drink alcohol, or maybe you just make a rule and you say, I will only drink alcohol on Saturday nights, or one day a week, or one day a month. I mean, maybe you don't have to be completely 100%, but whatever rule that you create for yourself, you have to follow it. Otherwise you will lose trust in yourself, because what's probably happening, and the reason why you're probably having trouble quitting alcohol, is you're probably saying, okay, I'm not going to drink tonight. And then you do, and then you don't trust yourself. So the next time you say it, it means even less, right? You know, and it's funny, I've got this, I was just applying for a refinance on one of my properties, and the company that's doing the refinance, they send these automated emails that say, we need this documentation from you, and this and this. And so I email, and I uploaded the documentation they needed. And then the loan officer that's doing the refinance, he emailed me. He said, oh, just ignore those emails. Right. And then they keep on sending it to me. And now it's like, if they actually need to send me an email that actually means that they need something from me, I'm just going to ignore it. Because I don't believe. So that's what happens with the voice in your head, right? So you don't trust yourself. And so if you violate your own trust and you say, oh, I'm going to stop drinking, I'm not going to drink tonight, and then you do it, then the next time that you say that, it's like one of those emails that's like, we can just ignore that. Your subconscious says, fuck that guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. We'll just drink. Right. He says he's going to go to the gym tomorrow in the morning. He's not really going to do it. He says he's going to do this. So you have to gain trust in yourself and keep it. It has to be the biggest commitment that you make in your life, is to not let yourself down, not other people.
Well said. And I just want to say this real quick, man. Like, when I get questions like this, I'm just like,
really, nigga?
Because here's the thing, bro. Real talk, I always say this is why it's so important to go to the gym and train hard. And the reason why is because when you go to the gym and you train hard, it's going to set the foundation for which you can propel yourself. So if you go to the gym, right? Let me show you how it like builds upon itself. You go to the gym, you train really hard. You're going to be less apt to want to drink alcohol and eat bad food because you just busted your ass in the gym and you want to get 100% return on investment of you being in the gym. So that's going to dictate your behaviors after. This is why I tell guys all the time, go to the grocery store and go grocery shopping after you go to the gym, because you're in a good mindset. You just worked really, really hard. Now you're like, oh, you know what? I don't really want to get this like crappy food, whatever it may be, because I just killed myself in the gym. So I want to make sure I get everything back on it. So it starts with the gym, where you actually have to put a good amount of effort in. And then every behavior after that is probably going to be a good decision, because you're going to want to recoup, right? That investment you made in the gym and that on that pain. So it starts with going to the gym and training hard. And then from there, you're going to make better decisions with your food, better decisions with your sleep, better decisions with your lifestyle, better decisions with how much water you're going to drink. Then finally, you'll be like, okay, night's almost at the end. Do I need a nightcap with this red wine? No, I don't need it. I don't need to be like a single bimbo with a cat. So I'm not going to drink this wine. And then you go to bed, boom. And then bam, you just made one day where you're successful. Continue that for weeks, for months, for years, and then you get the physique that you want. As simple as that, man. Time plus consistency equals results every single time. Next one.
No, sorry. We have two more. Then, yeah, two more. Share screen.
RBG.
Okay. RBG, 1827, go to Orlando. The bars are all on one street. Yeah, that, I mean, dude, Orlando is terrible, though. The girls are not
boring.
Nearly a pop, bro.
It's boring as hell.
Sketch.
Yeah.
I was in Orlando.
Yeah, dude, a bunch of those chicks, it's just like, you look at them and you're like, Orlando!
You know what I'm saying? Downtown Orlando is a good place to get into a fist fight. That's
facts.
Like Street Fighter. That's
yeah.
Like, it's like legit Street Fighter. Seriously. Happening live. Like, you know, it's the.
Yeah, you're just like. Fatality. And there's a bunch of crazy feminists out there, too. When I was there, that's the first thing I noticed. Like, a lot of overweight feminists that are, like, super rude and entitled. And I was like, I don't like this. Like, and here's the thing. When you live in Miami for a while, guys, you end up getting spoiled. Because they're like, yo, all these chicks are hot. And then you go up to, like, Orlando or D.C. and you're just like. Like, these girls are terrible.
Yeah, I want to come right back home, bro.
Yeah. Like,
those,
we're kind of spoiled here.
Those chicks are waiting for you, Myron. They're waiting to welcome you.
Especially now.
They want to give you a big hug.
But especially with the TikTok stuff going on. We got Tyrone Thug Nasty Bigums. How does the combative sports and martial arts, wrestling, et cetera, affect confidence with women? And what does it teach you about life? I'll let you take that one, John.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it doesn't directly translate. It doesn't directly apply. Like, I think the problem with a lot of guys is they try and do things. So, okay, getting over your fear of approaching women, nothing will get you over your fear except for approaching women, right? So there's a lot of guys that try to sidestep this. And again, I'm not saying necessarily that you're doing that, but don't rely on, don't be like, okay, well, if I do martial arts, then I will know. Like, you can never get rid of fear. You can only choose to have courage. Like, trying to get rid of fear is a very bad strategy.
Fear is good.
Yeah. Fear is good. Courage is the thing that you can strengthen. And so, but again, to take the other side of it, you know, martial arts, anything that is going to be combative, where you're going to conquer, where you're going to win, it's going to raise your testosterone, right? It's been proven in studies after, you know, a team wins a sporting event, their testosterone is higher. So it is going to, you know, sort of ingrain that mindset into you when you're a person that's to do that as well. So it's not really, you know, don't try to do this and try to think that's going to translate over, but being someone who walks into a situation who doesn't hide from situations that they don't like and is willing to go into their outside of their comfort zone, that's going to translate that attribute, not just doing the thing, if that makes sense, right? So having the mindset of saying, whatever it is, I'm going to tackle it, I'm going to do it. But yeah, you know, I don't know. It's also just part of being masculine, right? We're, as men, we are fucking hunters. We're designed to hunt and to fight. And you have to have some kind of avenue for that. And it will bring out more masculinity in you. So I think it's a good overall thing. It's just, don't use it as a substitute for overcoming your fear. Because if you do that, it's going to have the opposite effect.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, excellent explanation. And guys, this is just because I really wanted you guys to see where John came from. Like, the Chad that you see before you now was not always a Chad, okay? So, John, can you talk about this picture right here? How old were you back then?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. That was probably like, I want to say that's like 29, 28, maybe.
Okay.
It might have been even younger than that. It might have been like 27.
Uh-huh.
So, somewhere around.
You look one of those guys from World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Named Gilbert.
Yeah. How much did you weigh back then?
I was probably right around 300 pounds.
300 pounds.
Yeah.
And today you are?
I'm about 245 right now. Yeah. With
nice.
A lot more muscle and a lot less fat. So,
yeah, guys. So if you can, you know, if you guys could see the transformation here, man, if you could do it, you guys could do it too.
Level
man.
Up
no
in
excuses.
Life, guys.
Yeah.
Level up.
No excuses. Cause I definitely wanted to show this transformation is like phenomenal. So, okay. So we'll switch gears real quick from fitness and everything like that. Do we have another one, Chris?
Yeah, we have two more.
We have two more.
Repo Mike, $5.
Go ahead, Chris. You got it.
Question for John. When you mentor a person, what is the most common factor you've seen that makes them succeed and commonly makes them fail?
God, Gosh, that's a really good question. That's a really good
Red Pill Mike is always has the, you know, the real thought-provoking questions. Real
Even when we do our late-night streams, the girls are like, oh, my God, I don't know how to answer this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
most common factor. So, okay, I got an answer. And, again, you know, I always say this because there's multiple ways to answer any question, right? Because it's always like the lens that they choose to answer it through today, right? And so I could give you a totally different answer tomorrow, and it would be equally right, right? Because there's so many ways to look at this. And it's all kind of like everything's kind of a model. We're looking at things that can't be described by words, and we're trying to put them into words, into concepts, right? That's what we do, right? So the one that I'll tell you today is commitment. I think commitment is the key, right? So it's really one of the greatest secrets to life is being committed. When you choose to commit to something, fully committing to a thing, that really is what determines success. And it's the way I describe it a lot is, you know, and it happens a lot of times, whether I'm coaching guys on business or on game, you know, and getting good with women, a lot of times guys will tell me, well, I'll try. I'm going to try this business idea. I'm going to try to make a YouTube channel. I'm going to try and go out and do what you said and approach this girl, or I'm going to try going out tonight and I'm going to hope that I'm going to get laid. And my answer is always, you're going to fail then, because you have to commit. You have to say, you can't say I'm going to try. You have to say I'm going to make it work. I'm going to make it happen. You have to believe it, mm-hmm. and you have to decide that because it's a totally different thing. Like, you know, especially if you're going to be successful in business, you cannot try. You cannot try, because the reason why you can't try is because you are inevitably going to face a monkey, a giant ass monkey in your path. And he's, you know, and what are you going to do? He's going to beat the shit out of you. And then if you're just trying, you're like, I guess the path is blocked. I'm going to go back home. If you're committed to it, you're like, well, I got to get there. I don't care how many times I have to get beat up by this fucking monkey. You know, I'm going to figure out what I need to do and get around this monkey somehow. And that's the difference. It's the same thing, whether it be business or be game, you know, guys give up. They're like, oh, I tried. I cold approached. Girls don't like me. I'm ugly. I'm, you know, black pilled. Now, game doesn't work. I approached 300 women and it didn't work. And I'm like, then you have to, it's a mindset. Then approach, what is it going to take? Is it take 1,000 to work? Then fucking do 1,000. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like, you have to do whatever it's going to take. That's the difference of the mindset. It's the same thing, again, like I said, in business, is it's like when you're in business and you're like, I'm going to make this damn thing work no matter what, you're going to figure out whatever it takes to make it work. And if you're like, I'm going to try, you're always going to hit an obstacle, and you're going to seem like it's not going to work, and you're going to give up, because that's the nature of the beast. So if you're committed, and again, you could look at it as saying burning the boats, right? It's the same thing. Like, you got to burn the boats. You got to say, yeah, there's no going back, right? Mm-hmm. I'll give you one kind of concrete example from my life. When I was a kid, there was this ditch. I lived in South Carolina, and there was this big ditch. Like in the housing area where we used to play, right? And this ditch was maybe like 10 feet. I don't know how wide it was across. And on the other side of the ditch was this really cool forest and graveyard and all kinds of fun stuff that we would get into trouble as kids. And some days there would be like planks across there from where the workers that had built on the houses. Some kids had put some planks. But a lot of times they would take the planks down because they didn't want us crossing that ditch. And so what would happen is – you go to the way to get across that ditch is you have to run and you have to jump across it. Now it's enough distance where you can make it, but you can only make it if you run as hard as you fucking can, right? And so what inevitably happens, and you can and you watch kids do this, and I did this myself, is the kid will try and run, and he'll run full sprint as fast as he can until he gets close to the edge, and then he'll start to slow down because he's getting close to the edge, and then he'll jump and fall in the fucking mud, right? And it's the stupidest thing, right? It's the stupidest thing. Like, I did it myself, and I'm like, why the fuck did I slow down, right? And it's because I was trying. I was in my mind when I was going to do that jump. I was like, I'm going to try, and I'm running, and then I'm like, oh, shit, I'm not going to make it. So I'm like, slow down, and then I jump, and then I do fail. I make myself fail by slowing down. So – what you have to do, the best way to be successful to get across that ditch is to run as hard as you fucking can and jump as hard as you fucking can. It doesn't matter how close you get to that edge, because you're either going to make it or you're not going to make it, right? And sometimes you will make it. And sometimes you might fall in still, but you're going to have the best shot. And so that's why you have to commit instead of trying, because trying says maybe I could slow down. Maybe I could, you know, and that's what trips you up, because then you put in the effort, you've already boosted yourself in the direction of success, but then you slow down just before you get to the edge of the ditch. And instead of flying across it, you fall in it.
Dude. Like, seriously.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Yo, I'll say this, man. Like, just to double back real quick, guys. You gotta understand, to be successful, you gotta do what's required at all times. Okay. Like yesterday, perfect example. Me and John felt like crap after doing that show. But what did we do? We walked to Fresh's, building, because this building has a 24-hour gym. And we weren't worked out. You know, we didn't feel like it, but we understood to become successful, you gotta do what's required. Because John had some calls he had to do the next day. So we went and we trained, and that's really what it is. A big part of discipline is doing things not when you feel like it, but when you don't feel like it. So we'll hit next part. Super chat here.
Six
Afi. Oh, man. Okay. They're coming in. All right. Afi Kingdom with the $5 super chat. Blessings, brothers. Showing love. I'll catch the playback. Thank you so much. I got my glasses on so I can actually read them now. Jason, $4.99 super sticker. Thank you so much, Jason. We got Dean with the $1.99. How to invest in crypto. What websites or apps? We'll get into the guys. So, Chris, can we start making note of questions? And guys, we will open up the phone lines and answer questions at the end.
Yep.
And then who do we got here? Shonen Spirit Beast, Bulldog Mindset is one of the most underrated content creators, period. Yep. I was literally talking with John about this morning. John, what are some principles that you could recommend men should follow? We will definitely answer that. So crypto and then principles men should follow.
Yep.
And then third here, we got Kevin C. Level up, level up, level up. Oh, yeah, man. Definitely, yep. Dude. Absolutely. So,
I got to say real quick too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it Shoshone Spirit, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I see you, man. I see you. Cause I see you all the time, in my comments and everywhere. So I see you.
Yeah. We're going to definitely get to your question. Don't worry. Who else is up next? Alexandru Grigador. Totally agree. Good content, guys. Keep it up. Thank you so much, guys. We're coming for that number one spot. No ludicrous. You guys know what time it is.
Yeah, we got 309 and 105 likes.
Hey, hold on.
We need more.
We need 200 likes at least. I'm going to play this annoying Who Wants to Be a Millionaire theme until we get it.
Minimum, guys.
All right.
Don't forget to like the video, comment, and subscribe, because we're probably going to get deplatformed sometime from Angry Feminist Matter or TikTok and Curtis making videos about us and having a bunch of angry feminists come to our page and leave comments. So here we go. 200 likes, guys. And I will also continuously, shamelessly plug our merchandise.
And
so,
Patreon.
And Patreon. So, patreon.com/FreshFit for where you can get a bunch of videos. The two girls and one table interviews are all on there, $50 tier and up. Yep. 97 tier, you get Zoom calls. We will have a Zoom call right after this. It'll be a little bit shorter than usual, but you'll be able to get in there. 97 tier and above. We have to call every Monday after the show. What else? We got merchandise. Fresh and Fit t-shirts are in stock. Go ahead and get those. And we got sweaters as well.
Yep.
Link will be in the chat. And then I also got another t-shirt where it says, punish girls that reschedule dates on me. Just to make fun of all the people that are mad on TikTok. Make sure to wear it in front of a feminist. That is also in stock. And then what else? John, what are you selling?
Yeah.
Let's shamelessly plug your stuff, too.
I'm selling the Bulldog Mindset membership.
So. Okay. So tell them about it.
Yeah. So for $30 a month right now, actually $7 for the trial. If you get in, go to my YouTube channel, and you can find it in the description link. And you get access to one exclusive video every week on mindset, fitness, dating, and making money. And then live Q&A every month, access to the Discord server, Facebook group, Strava group. What else do we do in there? Book summaries, all kinds of good stuff. So.
Take the Bulldog quiz, guys.
Yeah, quiz is very important,
guys. Take the quiz. And how many likes are we at right now?
We're at 155.
155. Hey, guys, we will continue to plug our stuff
likes,
until
guys.
We hit 200 likes.
Almost there.
In the meantime, I am selling fitness coaching. If you guys want to come on and get in shape with Myron Gaines, where I will make fun of you and tell you to definitely go to the grocery store after you lift, join in. Click the link below for a one-on-one consult. Fresh is taking on Instagram clients that want him to control their Instagram so he can help you get girls and pretty much use Instagram to womanize. And then what else? Are you selling anything else, John?
Yeah, I do. I do coaching as well. You can just go to my channel and you can find it in the description there. But
plugging will not stop until we hit 200 likes. Patreon.com/FreshFit.
There you go.
I'm starting to think you guys like this. Like the video. Come on. We don't want to sit here and plug all day. What else?
We got high value course coming out.
Yeah, that's gonna come soon. We're gonna finish filming it tomorrow, guys.
Yeah.
We're gonna have our boy, my accountant will be featured in it as well. He's also a millionaire and he knows
quite a bit of a few ways to save you money on taxes, which we will teach you guys. Chris, what are we at on likes?
Yeah, 173.
173, guys.
Okay.
Almost there.
You go to Amazon.com and you can get my books and learn how to become a software developer.
Bam! There
you go. Software developer career guide. Wall Street Journal bestseller. Okay, number 4, or I think it's 5 on the Wall Street Journal bestseller list. So, it's a good one.
That's how you know we're really reaching on this plugging. He never plugs that book.
That's
so
right.
you guys will continue
for
real the plugging until we get 200 likes.
182.
192. 8 more.
Eight more.
182.
182.
182.
182.
Oh, guys, we need 200 likes. So we'll not continue until we hit 200 likes. 200 likes, guys. Like the video. There's 321 of you watching right now. 200 likes.
Guys, also sub to the channel. Because I like it's watched, but you don't sub to the channel. I mean,
yeah.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, sub to the channel, man.
Commit. Silent watchers. Just do it.
Subscribe to the channel, man. Like
194.
Don't try.
194. Don't try, guys. Just
commit. Subscribe. That's it.
Yo, turn up the USB, Chris.
It's up.
Oh, 200 likes.
200 likes. All right, all right. All right. We hit it. We hit the number. Perfect. We hit 200 likes. Man, that was pulling teeth, man. Guys, we don't enjoy plugging our stuff, honestly.
Yeah,
surprise. Like, I'm over here thinking, like, what can we sell? Okay. So we're going to switch gears real quick from the fitness and mindset over to real estate.
Okay,
for some of you guys that don't know, John doesn't really brag about it too much, but I will for him. The guy's a millionaire, a big part thanks to real estate investing, being very savvy with his money.
Yeah.
Early on, he was able to leave the job force at, 35? You were a millionaire pretty much and out?
33.
Okay. Even younger, man.
Nice.
So, so how does one start investing in real estate?
That's a good question. So, I mean, what you have to do is first save up enough money for down payment, right? So typically it's going to be a 20% down. That's what I would recommend. If you have a smaller amount of money, right? Because people always ask me all the time, like, how should I invest $1,000? Don't, or rather invest it in yourself, right? Invest it in your own personal development, buying books, buying courses, buying things that are going to increase your income to the point where you can save $20,000 to $30,000 or $40,000 to make a real estate investment. Because if $40,000 is a lot of money to you and it's hard to save, I'm not knocking you. I'm just saying that your bigger problem is that you need to be able to figure out a way to be able to earn more money.
Yep.
Because, you know, you're not going to make money without having some amount of money to start with. It's just too hard. Now, people do all kinds of weird real estate stuff, and it'll work if you really want to hustle, trying to do fix and flips and trying to do, you know, wholesaling. And you can do deed in lieu of foreclosure type of arrangements where you knock on doors and stuff. But honestly, that's just work. It's just work. Investing and working in the real estate industry are two different things. And a lot of people confuse that because they think, you know, if I buy a property and I fix it up and then I hold on to it, then I got a discount on it. No, what you did was you did a rehab and you got paid as a general contractor to do the rehab. and then you decided to sink the earnings that you made into an investment, which is not a bad idea, but you could probably make more money unless you're actually a general contractor with experience doing your regular job or increasing your skill set so you can get a better job. So start off there getting enough money. You need about 20% down payment to buy a property. That's the first place. And, you know, my whole strategy is for the long term, buy and hold. So what we're looking for with real estate is we're looking for investments, not speculation. Now, the way I define an investment versus speculation is investment is something that doesn't require a future event to occur in order for it to give you a return.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A speculation is anything other than that. So if you're relying on a future event, it is a speculation. All right. So when I buy a property, for example, if I buy a real estate investment, all right, I call it an investment because I know that if I put down this money, if I buy this property, all right, I'm going to get this much rent. I have a 30-year fixed mortgage on the property, so I have a specific amount of debt service that I'm going to pay, taxes, insurance, add that all up, and I know that I'm getting a return on my money or my investment. It's a good deal then. The price of the property doesn't have to go up in order for me to get a return. Now, obviously, I'll get a better return as real estate does appreciate, you know, for sure, and we are counting on that in the long term. But in order to buy a good investment, what you want to look for is something that doesn't require a future event in order for you to make money, right? So, and then the other examples outside of real estate would be, you know, a dividend yielding stock. That would be an investment. Whereas buying a non-dividend yielding stock would be a speculation, right? Buying a bond that has a yield, you know, it has a face value. It has a yield to that. It is an investment versus buying Bitcoin is a speculation. It doesn't pay you anything for that. Unless you buy Ethereum and then you use DeFi to stake your Ethereum, now it's become an investment.
Yeah, it's funny because I feel like most people, they say, hey, go buy real estate. And they're like, yeah, I'll go buy the biggest house I want because, you know, I want a big house. But as an investment, you don't do that. You look for a property that's cash flowing.
There is real estate 101 for you guys as far as like, so what's your take on like people, now you gave the general, like you want to put 20% down. What do you think about guys that do like maybe an FHA loan, put 3% down, move into the property and then get out, you know, to try to, I guess, get into the house for a cheaper price and then try to rent out the other units. What's your thoughts on that? Someone just wanted to get into it. They might not have as much capital.
Yeah, that's interesting because house hacking doesn't really exist, right?
Okay.
So, and I'll tell you why, because you have to, when you're doing real estate investment, you have to, or when you're thinking about buying a house and living in the house or any property, you have to put on two hats. Okay. So the first hat is the investor hat. Okay? You put on the investor hat and you say, on paper, is this a good deal? Right. So let's say that you're house hacking and you're going to buy a duplex. All right. So you buy a duplex, you look at it just from an investor standpoint and you say, okay, if I bought this duplex and I'm paying this mortgage on it and I rented out the units, would this be a good investment? Right. Would I get a good return on my money? Okay. Mm-hmm. Regardless, that's the first decision you make because you should never buy something that's a good investment, regardless if you're going to live in it or not. Right. At least if you're doing it for investment purposes. The second thing you do is you put on now the hat of the renter. Okay. So now you say, is this a good deal from a renter perspective? Right. So that's different criteria. Is it the right area that you want to live? Is it too much space or too little space? Because you don't want to pay for too much space. Otherwise, that's not a good deal either. So when you look at it that way, right, what it really turns out to, again, I like to try to break things apart and simplify them, just like I did with the other part of saying that you don't want to be a general contract, like fixing and flipping is two separate transactions, right? So same thing here. You've got the investor. So you look at this, and if you buy, let's say, a duplex, and you're going to house hack this thing and live in one part of it, you know, the thing about it is that you have to look at and say, all right, what would I pay in rent? So whatever that you could have rented out for, that's what you're paying in rent, essentially. And if that's a good deal for you, then that's a good deal as a renter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But there's no magic going on here. So the only magic that's possibly going on when you're doing something like this, that's a house hacking, is that because it's owner occupied, you're possibly able to get a lower interest rate, right? Or I guess a FHA loan, maybe you couldn't.
Put down 3% or so.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're getting that benefit, and then you're also getting a renter who pays the rent on time every month and doesn't destroy your shit. So that's
which
all
basically you.
Right,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what you're getting out of it. But there's no real magic happening here, right? I think if those pieces happen to work out, a lot of times though it's not going to work out. I've had plenty of situations. I've had both situations. I've had situations where I've bought a house and I rented somewhere else. And I rented the house to someone else because if you think about it, like let's say that you live in a city where you would, if you rented a place, you would rent it for $900 a month. Let's say that's your the rent for you. That's